Cool.
Hi, this is Ted Nguyen doing an audio podcast from Garden Grove in Southern California. I'm at the California Hispanic Chamber of Commerce Convention and Expo, and I am so fortunate to actually talk to one of the business owners that drives our economy in the United States, and we're going international as well because we are in Southern California, the gateway of Latin America as well as the Asian Pacific Rim. And introduce yourself and tell us what it is that you do.
Hi, my name is Hector Garcia. I'm the founder and CEO of MBN Design, creative director. We're actually sitting about a mile south of the happiest place on earth.
Mm-hmm. And that's Disneyland, for those that don't know. But, you know, you came here and you showed me some beautiful work that you've done. So describe this great white pool set. It's a beautiful pool sets with, you know, describe it for me.
Sure. All right. Well, I had this idea to come up with a unique billiard ball. And in my history, growing up in Los Angeles in a rough area, I was really exposed to a lot of artwork, and I used some of that knowledge and artwork experience to actually wrap a billiard ball in a design with a metallic and pearlescent shark pattern. Mm-hmm. Everyone who plays pool wants to be a pool shark. I actually happen to play pool once a week on a pool league, and there was a lot of passion that went into this billiard ball. I designed it. It took about 3.5 years to come to fruition. The company who manufactured them is the number one billiard ball manufacturer in the world. Their name is Aramith. They're out of Belgium, and they're now sold in over 90 countries worldwide.
Right, and you actually designed it. And describe the actual pool billiard balls themselves. I mean, okay. It's a beautiful set. It looks like a beautiful collector set.
Yeah. It is a collector's set. I wanted to do something that had a beautiful pattern. It's metallic and pearlescent with a shark pattern that goes around the entire ball. Like I said, it took about 3.5 years to get the design down for them to be able. They had never done anything like this, so I challenged them tremendously. And I didn't want the pool player to be distracted by crazy bright thing. So when the light hits it, you see this pearlescent metallic sheen that comes off the ball.
Right, and it's an image of a shark, which is beautiful. And I know that you've done work with El Pollo Loco, as well as some major global brands as well. So tell us about that experience as far as, you know, how you got started and where you are today.
Okay, sure. A couple of examples is Avery Dennison. They're a Fortune 100 company. They're about a $7 billion a year client. When I had an opportunity to go do work for them, the marketing person had me come in at 4 o'clock on Friday afternoon, and he asked me to do some illustrations. I was very adept at illustration, so he had all these writing instrument settings that he wanted me to illustrate. He said, I have 20 of these. He goes, how fast can you get them for me, and how much is it going to cost? And I said, well, it's probably $300 a drawing. I'll get them to you in about 2 weeks. He says, how about let's double that price? I need them first thing Monday morning, 7 a.m. on my desk. So I said, absolutely. So I called my wife. I said, I won't be coming home this weekend. I called my buddy. He's an illustrator, and I'm an illustrator. We literally spent all of Friday night, all of Saturday night, all of Sunday. I mean, the entire weekend, I barely made it there. I made it at 6:30 with 20 drawings, and that was the beginning of me doing over $500,000 a year with them.
So tell us about your, you know, personal story. I know that there's, you know, Latino Americans, you know, such a strong, vibrant culture in particularly in Southern California, but such a growing influence throughout the United States as well.
Yes.
Tell us, you know, how you got started as far as your childhood and, you know, a little bit about your family now.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I grew up in a rough part of Los Angeles. I guess you'd say two blocks from Watts, narrowly escaped many, many bad things. I've pretty much seen and witnessed anything and everything bad that can happen to somebody, and somehow I made it out alive. I don't know. I think I had my father's work ethic, and that took me a long way. I've maintained that work ethic. I say I ran for the border when I was 19. I ran for the Orange County border, and I've loved it ever since. So I've got two beautiful daughters and a wife. I live in Yorba Linda. I feel like I'm totally blessed. I have a business. I have beautiful people that work for me, beautiful clients, and love and life.
And a little bit about, you know, the business environment here in Southern California. You know, what's your perception? Are things picking back up rapidly for you, you know, from the economic recession that we all experience?
Right. I don't know that they're picking up rapidly for me, or I probably wouldn't be here talking to you today. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I definitely have had to refine my process and learn how to do more with less, because that's what customers and clients are looking for. So we've refined our process. We've expanded what it is we do. But within our wheelhouse, we're very, very good. We're competitive. We're flexible. I love relationships with clients, with my clients. Sometimes we spend 3 hours having a lunch and a coffee and talking about nothing. And those are some of my best clients.
Right. That sounds like great. So how important are events like this at the Chamber of Commerce as far as, you know, giving you the information that you need in order to contribute and make a difference, you know, for the business environment here, not only Orange County, but statewide throughout the state of California?
I think it's critical. I mean, I want to be involved. I'm being involved kind of in a roundabout way because I need to. I love the mentorship part of it, and I love mentoring. So high school students, college students, I always welcome them to come in. You know, I once was this kid from L.A. who, you know, once I got my first job at this at a big agency, I was like a kid in a candy store. And now I'm that candy store. So when kids come, I love to bring them in. I love to have them see what I do. And if that's something that they want to do, I would totally mentor them.
So, talk to me about, you know, how important it is for the California Hispanic Chamber of Commerce to continue these types of activities, to do the necessary outreach to businesses like yourself.
Yeah.
And then what are, you know, and then the mentoring that you're providing to others as well. You're seeing a big difference that that's making?
Yeah, absolutely. Just in the networking itself, inviting people. I mean, I feel privileged to be here, and I think it's great to network with people and find out what other people are doing. And obviously, this economy has taken a toll on tons of us. I don't think there's many people that it hasn't affected. So for us to come together and help each other out, I think it's totally crucial. I love to help all my brothers and sisters, and I think it's a beautiful thing. Anything that, you know, can be of help is worthwhile doing.
What advice do you give to, you know, some small businesses that are just getting started?
Yeah.
You know, what would you say to encourage them to move toward their goals and their dreams?
I think definitely get involved with something like the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Small business, you know, there's probably a 90% failure within the first year, so networking would be crucial. Finding your niche, making sure you love what you do, and having passion for it and not giving up, because certainly there's a lot of times that, you know, I've run across some tough times and I haven't given up. I'm just blessed to be in the position I'm in and to be in front of people like yourselves.
So last question, you know, what's the most exciting project that you are looking forward to in the horizon? You know, what's ahead as far as for you, and what are you most excited about?
I guess it's very interesting because the only constant is change. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what's around the corner, but I welcome all opportunities. Some of the things is that we've done is we've added website design to our portfolio of what we do very well. So I guess I'm looking to, maybe through the Chamber of Commerce, finding some new clients. Every client is exciting. So what we do as far as branding and packaging and all of that can be applied to just about any business. So I'm really looking forward to what's around the corner. Whatever it is going to be fun and exciting, and hopefully it's soon.
All right. Well, thank you so much. It's such a privilege and honor to meet so many brilliant, talented, intelligent, and creative people like yourself here at the California Chamber of Commerce Expo and Conference here in Garden Grove. So thank you so much. Hey. Have a wonderful day.
Awesome. Thank you so much.